As you saw that this video, it is based on real life. I did do some research on this, and there was a ship yelling out, "Hey, move, move, move!" And they're like, "Dude, we can't move. We're a lighthouse. It doesn't work out that way." The lighthouse that was meant to save lives was misinterpreted as another boat, as another ship. And if they kept their course, they would have hit the rocks and destroyed their ship in the process. And as we're going to read in John, we see the same kind of thing. But instead of a lighthouse, Jesus is the light of the world, standing tall to save those that wish to follow him. Can you guys go grab a Bible real quick? And we'll get reading this chapter. Santos, can you turn on the lights, please? And actually come grab a seat down here in the couches. When you get your Bible, turn to John chapter 8. I was going to say 4. We're going to be reading this passage in John chapter 8. We're also going to be jumping around. Whoa! Don't do that. We're going to be jumping around in John and in other parts of the scripture as well. But turn to John chapter 4. Or John chapter 8. I keep saying 4. John chapter 8, verses 12 through 30. And we're going to read this around, and we're going to actually start from this side. I normally start from the left side, but tonight, or today, this morning, we're going to start from the right side. We're going to go around, and I want you to read one verse a person, and I want you to do your darndest pirate accent, you scurvy dogs, because we are reading about... We're talking about lighthouses. We're just talking about ships. So I thought, why don't we talk in our darndest... I can't really do a good pirate accent. Forgive me. But we're going to start with Katie. And we're going to go to the left. And I want you to read John 8, verses 12 through 30. And I want you to read one verse in your best pirate accent. Pirate accent, starting with Katie. Here we go. Awesome. So let's give a little bit of background to this story, to this account of John. I know this is going to be a really tough thing, but think back a couple weeks, maybe not last week, but even before Christmas. What was the festival that they were at right before this? What? Festival of Booths, the Festival of Tabernacles. Very good. And during the Festival of Tabernacles, what did they celebrate? I'll give you a hint. Starts with an E, ends with an Exodus. What was that?
Exodus.
There we go, the Exodus. Good job, you guys got that really well. And in the accounts, in the stories of Jesus at the festival, he proves, and John has shown this over and over, that he is the bread of heaven, that he is the living water. And today, we're going to talk about the light of the world. So in the Exodus, I have a question. What was the thing that the Jews were led by? A pillar of fire. And check this out. During the Festival of Booths, they remembered the pillar of fire by lighting four large, huge, gigantic menorahs in the temple of women, or the court of women, which is where the treasury was. So Jesus is standing in this court, and the Festival of Booths had just taken place, and the menorahs were still going, and he says, in this setting, I am the light of the world. You remember that pillar of fire? That's me. You remember what led you? I led you. I am the light of the world. But this isn't something new. This isn't something new that Jesus has said. This isn't something new that has just popped up. Oh wait, John 8. Jesus is the light of the world. Oh wow, that's amazing. No. I want a couple of volunteers. I need three volunteers. We're not going to do something stupid. Ethan, I want you to read John 1, 1 through 4, please. I want you to read John 1, 9 through 13. And I need one more. John 3, 19 through 21. If you can't remember, it's on the board. John 1, 1 through 4, John 1, 9 through 13, and John 3, 19 through 21. So you got 1, 1 through 4? Yeah. Read it.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, there was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was God.
In him was life, and life was what?
The light of men.
The light of men. Okay. John 1, 9 through 13. Read it loud, Ethan.
The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world. And the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, but his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God.
Awesome. So, this light came into the world, and the world did not know him. Let's read John 3, 19 through 21.
And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God.
So light has come into the world, but people love darkness rather than light. Can we turn out the lights real quick? Completely? Imagine it was completely dark. If we can get this stage dark, that would be awesome, but can we do that real quick? Maybe? Well, these lights are still on. Imagine this was completely dark, and we turned on the lights real quick. What would happen? Yeah, we'd be like, oh, we hate that. Oh, our eyes get so adjusted to the darkness. It's the same thing. Men love darkness rather than light. Because we're so used to it. And light has come into the world. And that's Jesus. So Jesus is the light. But is that all Jesus is saying here? He's just saying, you know what? I am the light of the world. That is all. You can go home now. Have a good day. Bye-bye. No. No. He says, whoever follows him. Can we get the lights back on? And we'll have that one more time. But can we just, not those, not the stage lights, just the room lights. Perfect. He says, whoever follows me, whoever is in the light. As I was studying this, as I was studying the light and this portion of it, I was reminded, how many of you guys have ever sat outside on a porch on a hot summer day? Imagine it's evening, it's a hot summer evening, you're outside. What's the worst place to sit if you're outside? On the concrete, okay, what else? In the light with the bugs. It's so true. Anytime you're outside when it starts to cool down at night and there's a light on.
I thought your funeral was going to laugh at you.
The bugs all go to it. But today I'm going to encourage you guys. Today I'm going to encourage you guys, be like a bug. Be like a bug. Yeah, because when you see it, they're all attracted to the light. They're all over it. You see, I was curious, why do bugs get so attracted to this light? To the light bulbs that we have out there, why are they so attracted to it? I have the answer for you right now. You ready? No one really knows why. Guys, isn't that deep? That's a great answer, right? But there's a lot of leading theories on this. And the first one that I found is navigation. Navigation. See, here's something that I read. A popular theory is that insects use light as navigational aid. An insect flying north, for example, could judge its direction by keeping a natural source of light, such as the sun or the moon, on its right side. If an insect encounters a round incandescent porch light, however, it becomes confused by the light source because it's always there. A moth will continue to circle the light because it instinctively wants to keep the light on a certain side of its body while navigating. Isn't that interesting? So, like a bug uses lights for navigation, we should use it as well. Can I get someone to read me Psalm 119, 105? It's in the middle of the Bible, biggest chapter in the book. Very close. Psalm 119, 105. Mark, will you read that for me, please? Psalm 119, 105. It's on the projector. It's right there. See? Psalm 119, 105.
Okay, hold on.
Psalm 119 is the biggest chapter in the Bible.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path.
Your word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. Or your word is a lamp unto my feet, light unto my path. It directs us. John 1:1, as Ethan read earlier, said, in the beginning was the word, and that's Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. And also in John 8:2, when he says, I am the light of the world, whoever follows me will no longer live in darkness, but will have the light of life. When bugs can't tell where they're going, in the midst of the darkness, when it's hard to see, they stick to the light. So bugs use it as navigation. They stick to the light because they're trying to navigate themselves. They're trying to keep it close to them so that they know where they're going. But bugs also use it as protection. Here's what that thing said. A bright light source is seen as an emergency beacon. When in doubt, they will instinctively head for the light, which is generally higher than their current position. Moving towards the light can be seen or moving towards the dark could be seen as a move downward, which could be even worse than not moving at all. Can we turn out the lights real quick? If all the lights are out, if we could get this place completely pitch dark, and the lights just suddenly went out. I know there's light. I know there's light. But if we could get this place pitch dark, you'd want to head to one of those signs, wouldn't you? One of those signs that say exit? Because you'd want to get out. You'd want to get to a place where you could see. Or you'd want to find someone who has the best light source. Yeah, I know, and we all have cell phones, right? Most of us have cell phones. But even in the darkest places, you can see a light. You can see the light and head towards it. Can you get the lights back on, please? We'd want to head towards the light so that we can stay out of danger. I mean, look at all these couches. Look at all these things that are in the way. This table. Run into that. Trip. Breaking a leg. You know, it wouldn't be good. Like a lighthouse. Jesus is warning people. We read this in there. It says, hey, unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Unless you go towards the light and stay away from danger, you will die in your sins. What was some of the danger that that we face today? What's that? No, what'd you say?
He said living in the hood.
Living in the hood, that's pretty dangerous, yes. Alka-Seltzer in your eye, okay. What's some of the dangers that Jesus is talking about?
Temptation.
Oh, snap. Jinx. What else? No one else knows? What's the danger that Jesus was telling?
Hell.
Hell. What that Jesus was telling the Pharisees that they were in danger of?
Themselves.
What's that?
Themselves.
They're in danger of themselves. They're in danger of sin. They're in danger of being completely separated from God. And he also told us over and over. Did Jesus ever say he was God? Huh? Did Jesus ever say in the book of John that he was God? No? You don't think so? Yes? No? Marley's not sure? Daniel, what do you think? You think so? Yeah, he said it? Joe says yes. Yeah? Yeah, he did? He said lots of things about himself. Hey, we talked about this earlier in previous chapters. What does I am mean?
Thank you.
I am?
Oh, I am.
I am. Thank you?
I didn't hear you.
What does I am mean? How about if I translate it to Hebrew? Yahweh. God. It does mean that we exist, yes, in our terms. But if they would have heard I am in the way that Jesus said it, ego eimi in the Greek, they would have known that he was saying I am God. In fact, he did say it several times. And we're going to read about it also next week. Jeremy, or Ryan's going to talk about it. There you are. Ryan's going to talk about it. But it's so cool to see Jesus say, hey, I am. He's warned them over and over. Come to me for protection. Psalm 27:1. Can someone read that for me real quick? Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is my stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We go to Him for protection. Thank you guys for sharing that verse. That was awesome. Great job. We go to Him for protection. Like bugs go to the light when in danger. We need to go to Jesus. So application for today. What does this mean? Why are we looking to a lighthouse? Because we're surrounded by darkness. Because when the lights are out, we need to look to the light. I like lighters, they're fun. But more than that, we're surrounded by darkness. And when we see the light, when we embrace the light, when we have the light in our life, the first thing we need to remember is the Lord will lead us. He says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will no longer live in darkness, but will have the light of life. Like lighthouses, He directs us where to go. He has a plan for each and every one of you guys. Some of you guys may be freshmen in high school and be like, oh, I got 4 years to decide where I'm going to go. But God knows. God has a plan. God knows who you're going to marry. God knows who you're going to date between now and then. God knows how many kids you're going to have. God knows everything about your life. And He's got a plan for you. Look to Him. And more than that, He directs us to the Father as the only source of salvation. The Lord will lead us. Later on in John 14:6, He says, I am, there's that I am again. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. So look to the light. And secondly, as we go home today, the Lord will protect us. Lighthouses exist because it's really hard to see the rocks and the cliffs and the sandy bottom shore at the beaches for ships to see that stuff. In the same way, because we can't see our own end. We can't see our own sin without Him. And Jesus knows there's two options. One, to follow the light, accept His way, and be safe. Or two, get upset at the light. Yell at it, hey, move, I'm the biggest ship here. And get crushed on the rocks and drown. Ultimately, it's your choice. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want to encourage you guys to do it now. I want to encourage you guys. Go to the light. Follow the light. Because the light will lead you, and the light will protect you. Let's pray. God, I thank You so much for this time. I thank You that You came as the light of the world. so that we can see you, so that we can know you, so that we can follow you and be saved. Thank you for your love for us, that you came for us. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us to see you, help us to know you more each day. In your name I pray. Amen.